Sapporo, Japan. This is the Daily Show.org newsletter for October 29th, 2007. This is a very special issue of Daibito.org. We're going to be talking about the fingerprinting of non-Japanese, in that from November 20th, 2007, all, or almost all, non-Japanese will be fingerprinted at the border. If you don't give your fingerprinted mugshot, you'll be refused. I'll get to that in just a minute. But in this issue, I will be talking about the case for how the fingerprint policy violates international treaty, the subterfuge, the policy creep, and what you can do. Well, let's start with the first topic right here. This is a briefing I'll give you which appeared in the Metropolis October 26, 2007, Last Word column. This is from the Metropolis magazine in Tokyo. And some bits of information you will have by now heard already. Well, that's good. But there seems to be a lot of confusion out there as to some of the finer details. Here's a one-page summary of the whole shenanigans, followed by information on one post so you can forward it anywhere. This is also, of course, available on my website at daibito.org under the October 29th, 2007 newsletter. Bad impressions. Japan's new policy of fingerprinting foreigners is cack-handed and callous. Metropolis Magazine, October 26, 2007, issue 709. If you haven't heard about the new immigration procedure coming into effect next month, it's time you did. It will affect not only tourists and frequently traveling business people, but also long-term residents. You will be targeted by a useless and xenophobic system, treated as fresh off the boat, no matter how long you've lived here. From November 20th, 2007, all foreigners crossing the border into Japan will have their fingerprints and mugshots taken. Their biometric data will be stored for 70 years and shared with other governments, just in case of, well, just in case. Unfortunately, entry won't be smooth. The law requires an automated gate system at all ports of entry to allow those who have already filed their fingerprints to pass through quickly. However, Kobe Immigration recently acknowledged that only Narita Airport will have an express gate. Everyone else coming in from any place else must stand in the Gaijin line like any other tourist, separated from their Japanese families and giving their fingerprints the old-fashioned way, every time they enter Japan, for however long it takes. Welcome home. This new law doesn't apply to all foreigners. The exceptions are people under age 16, those with diplomat or official government business visas, and special status permanent residents, i.e. the Zainichi, Japan-born ethnic Koreans, Chinese, etc. But it does apply to regular permanent residents, or Ippan Eijusha, those who moved here and got a permanent visa. This policy is retrogressive. From 1952 through the 1990s, Zainichi and many other non-Japanese led sustained protests against fingerprinted gaijin cards because, well, culturally speaking, the feeling is that only criminals get systematically fingerprinted in Japan. In 1998, the practice was abolished. Immigration officials admitted that it was, quote, ineffective, and the contemporary justice minister mentioned, quote, violations of human rights. Well, despite all that, fingerprinting is back. And how? Why now? The health and foreign ministries say that gathering biometric data from foreigners is necessary for, quote, the effective prevention of contagious diseases and terrorism. It's unclear why that justifies fingerprinting foreigners only. All terrorism in Japan thus far, from Aum Shinrikyo to political extremism, has been homegrown. And, of course, contagion knows no nationality. And if you really want to smoke out terrorists, you fingerprint everybody. But you can't. The Japanese public would be in uproar. Witness what happened a few years ago when the government introduced a universal ID system. It was made moribund due to privacy concerns, and even ruled unconstitutional in 2006. So, you target the gaijin because you can. Unlike the Zainichi, the newcomer foreigners aren't well organized and have become a criminal boogeyman for policymakers. Witness the roots of this law. Issued December 2004, the seminal Action Plan for Preempting Terrorism treated threats to Japan as imported, foreign terrorists, and international organized crime. Its very rubric was defending our country and our people against the international threat. And international included foreign residents of Japan, naturally. Theory met practice. after advocating that the general public, including hotels, banks, realtors, accountants, notary publics, even lawyers, be legally bound to report quote-unquote suspicious elements, the plan spawned its first law in 2005. Hotels must now report all their foreign tourists to the police. The police, however, told them to report all foreign guests and refused to correct this accidental misinterpretation. And the "Let's make Japan the world's safest country again" mantra, even though the increase in Japanese crime is more dramatic, and it's clear that fingerprinting is merely part of a multi-pronged policy putsch. The irony is that this new law will not work. Google how to fake fingerprints and see how easy it is. Couple that with Japan's porous seaports, and it's clear that the only effect will be to show how xenophobic and reactionary Japan can get. For example, of all the 17 countries accepting the APEC business travel card for international traders, only Japan has thus rendered it useless. What can he do? Well, not a lot, since this law has been pipelined for years. Moreover, if you refuse your prints, you can't resort to Zainichi-style civil disobedience. You just get turned away at the border. But don't do nothing. Voice your opinion wherever you can. Target people administering the program, as well as those being economically affected by it. Hand over a short letter of protest as you clear customs. Send feedback online to groups like JETRO, the Japan National Tourist Organization, and the Japan Hotel Association. They do exist. Contact merchant groups in Tokyo or Akihabara that want foreign currency. Note how copycatting the U.S. visit program will likewise hurt tourism and foreign direct investment. Nuts to Yokoso Japan. If you're the silent type, when you're at the border, wait patiently together with your whole family, citizens and all, in the gaijin line. Let huge crowds demonstrate just how half-baked and callous this policy is. Given the exceptional treatment given the Zainichi, policymakers assume the gaijin would not fight back. Show them that's not true. After all, if you live here, you are not a guest. You're a tax-paying resident, helping Japan face its future demographic demons. Demand the commensurate respect. That's the end of the article. There was also a meeting on this held on October 27th in Shiyotoku, sponsored by Amnesty International and Solidarity for Migrants Japan. Their appeal, joint appeal in English, is up on my website at davito.org on the blog, and their press conference is going to be held today at the FCCJ. You can also listen to me talking about the issue in Metropolis, in the podcast, part 2, the longer version, located between minutes 5 and 15. Go get it, it will soon be downlisted. Next up, I actually have a PowerPoint presentation that you can download for those that are from the MTV generation who have short attention spans. And again, you can spread it around, show it to others. It's all there. It's up on davito.org's publications page and also linked from the newsletter October 29th, 2007 at davito.org/index.php. Here's the most noteworthy piece of information within it regarding the U.S. visit program on which the government of Japan's new policy is modeled. And I quote, Roger Dow, president of the Travel Industry Association, told me that the United States has lost millions of overseas visitors since 9/11, even though the dollar is weak and America's on sale. Quote, only the U.S. is losing traveler volume among major countries, which is unheard of in today's world, Mr. Dow said. End quote. Total business arrivals to the United States fell by 10% over the 2004 to 2005 period alone, while the number of business visitors to Europe grew by 8% in that time. The travel industry's recent Discover America partnership study concluded that, quote, the U.S. entry process has created a climate of fear and frustration that is turning away foreign business and leisure travelers and hurting America's image abroad. End quote. Those that don't visit us don't know us. End of the excerpt. This is from Thomas Friedman at the New York Times, September 30, 2007. Comment. And Japan thinks this will be good for its foreign exchange and tourism balance sheets? I beg to differ. I'm already hearing rumblings that tourist agencies are diverting tourists away from Japan in anticipation of the long lines at immigration. The only way that the government of Japan will pay attention and consider altering its policy is if it affects the bottom line. And if you let enough people know overseas that if they come here, they'll be treated as Typhoid Marys and Osama Juniors by the Japanese government, it will be affected even more. But even from the perspective of universal human rights, this policy becomes highly problematic. Nick Wood at the University Teachers Union writes, and I quote him, quote, "The fingerprinting and photographing of permanent and non-permanent foreign residents on their re-entry to Japan, with the implementation of the revised Immigration Control and Refugee Recognition Act, constitutes a discriminatory action in breach of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights." The Universal Declaration on Human Rights establishes that, in principle, quote, "Everyone has the right to leave any country, including his own, and to return to his country." The International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights similarly establishes that, quote, "Everyone shall be free to leave any country, including his own," end quote, and that, quote, "No one shall be arbitrarily deprived of the right to enter his own country," end quote. The right to return extends to those who have obtained citizenship in a third state. Since the definition of, quote, "own country" in these provisions of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights is not limited to country of nationality. According to the UN Human Rights Committee, it applies as well to, quote, "an individual who, because of his or her special ties to or claims in relation to a given country, cannot be considered a mere alien." There's more on my site. Still, issues of human rights and international treaties generally get swept aside when they compete with business values, especially when they're intergovernmental business values. Consider the subterfuge. Accenture. There's a company called Accenture which is profiteering in the Japanese immigration fingerprinting. I mentioned this last April in one of my newsletters, but it now seems opportune for a repeat. In a news website entitled Gyaku, offering in-depth reportage about lesser-known stories, Gyaku is spelled G-Y-A-K-U, we have the eye-opening story about the future of electronic surveillance of foreigners entering Japan. I've reported on this in the past. You can see links up at my newsletter October 29th. So here's how it's all playing out. According to Gyaku, a company without a country, which sometimes constitutes a security risk in itself, Accenture, which created the digital mugshots and fingerprint scans seen at U.S. immigration nowadays, has not only acted as consultant to Japan's upcoming version, or present version, but also has been awarded the contract to develop Japan's system for a song. This means that Japan becomes the second country to institute one of these systems in the world, in a bid to get a toehold in Asia and profit from the fear of terrorism. Of course, the issues involved with the political backrooming and links to all the necessary documents to make the case are at the Gyaku, GYAKU.JP site. But here's an excerpt from the article. This is from Tuesday, April 17, 2007. Accenture, Japan visit, and the mystery of the 100,000 yen bid. Quote, "The story first came to light nearly 1 year ago on April 21, 2006. During questioning at the House of Representatives Committee on Judicial Affairs in the Japanese National Diet. Hosaka Nobuto of the Japan Social Democratic Party, a former journalist active in educational issues and one of the leaders in the fight against wiretapping laws in Japan, launched a barrage of questions at government officials over revelations that a contract for new biometric immigration system had been awarded to Accenture Japan Limited, a corporation previously hired in the role of, quote, advisor, end quote, for the same project. For many years, a thorn in the side of the ruling party coalition, Hosaka in 2000 was ranked by the Japanese newspaper Asahi Shimbun as the most active member in the House of Representatives, with a record 215 questions. The questions Hosaka put to the government on April 21st were undoubtedly some of the most important of his career. The background to the story leads as follows. Accenture Japan Limited, the Japanese branch of the consulting firm Accenture, active in the Japanese market as far back as 1962, but only incorporated in Japan in 1995, received in May 2004 a contract to draft a report investigating possibilities for reforming the legacy information system currently in use at the Japanese Information Bureau. The investigation was requested in the context of government plans and only later made public to re-implement and modernize a certification system to fingerprint and photograph every foreigner over the age of 18 entering the country, replacing an earlier fingerprinting system abandoned in the year 2000 over privacy concerns after prolonged resistance from immigrant communities. Earlier the same year, against the backdrop of a post-9/11 society, Anxious about the threat of vaguely defined dark-skinned terrorists, the U.S. had begun taking fingerprints of foreigners with visas entering the U.S. at international airports and other major ports. A program entitled U.S. Visit, Visitor and Immigrant Status Information Technology is the shorthand, was initiated in July of 2003 with the intention to secure nearly 7,000 miles of borders along Mexico and Canada, including more than 300 land, air, and sea ports, described as, quote, the centerpiece of the United States government's efforts to transform our borders management and immigration systems, end quote. Planners envisioned a continuum of biometrically enhanced security measures that begins outside U.S. borders and continues through a visitor's arrival in and departure from the United States. The rest of the article's at Gyaku JP. And once a government like ours follows a government like the U.S.'s so slavishly, you see policy creep very quickly. Let me now quote a Reuters article on how the Japanese government version goes even farther than the U.S. visit program, because it fingerprints even permanent residents. This is from Reuters. It was featured in the Washington Post and several other worldwide media, written by Isabel Reynolds. Friday, October 26, 2007. This is an excerpt. Japan is to fingerprint and photograph foreigners entering the country from next month in an anti-terrorism policy that is stirring anger among foreign residents and human rights activists. Anyone considered to be a terrorist, or refusing to cooperate, will be denied entry and deported. Quote, this will greatly contribute to preventing international terrorist activities on our soil. This is from Immigration Bureau official Nikai Naoto in a briefing on the system. The checks are similar to the U.S. visit system introduced in the United States. But here's my emphasis. But Japan, unlike the United States, will require resident foreigners as well as visitors to be fingerprinted and photographed every time they re-enter the country. Quote from Terry Lloyd, businessman, it certainly doesn't make people who've been here for 30 or 40 years feel like they're even human beings, basically. There's not been a single incident of foreign terrorism in Japan, and there have been plenty of Japanese terrorists, Terry Lloyd said, who has dual Australian and New Zealand citizenship and has been based in Japan for 24 years. There are over 2 million foreigners registered as resident in Japan, of whom 40% are classed as permanent residents. The pictures and fingerprints obtained by immigration officials will be made to police and will be shared with foreign immigration authorities and governments. Kawakami Sonoko of Amnesty's Japan office says, making only foreigners provide this data is discriminatory. They are saying, quote, terrorist equals foreigner, end quote. It is an exclusionary policy that could encourage xenophobia, end quote from Kawakami-san. The new system is being introduced as Japan campaigns to attract more tourists. More than 6.7 million foreign tourists came to Japan in 2006. Immigration officials say they're unsure how long tourists can expect to wait in line for the checks to be made. Comment, we are being listened to by the international media. Expect more news articles in future. Thanks a lot, Isabel. And finally, what you can do. In the Debito.org newsletter, October 29th, there are links to protest articles, cartoons, letters of protest, and there's even an online petition you can sign. All the links are up there. The final word is this. Again, don't do nothing about this. Even if you are being treated as a goddamn gaijin by the government, no matter how long you live here, you do have rights in Japan, but you gotta fight for them. At least show your displeasure in any way you can. Things are not gonna get better all by themselves. Spread the word. Forward this podcast around. Forward the newsletter around. Let people know. And that will end the Debito.org newsletter for October 29, 2007. And as always, I'm going to end with a Duran Duran tune. This is a song called Of Crime and Passion from Seven and the Ragged Tiger. This is from 1983. Enjoy. always, GPR for hosting this, transpacificradio.com, and thanks to you for listening. This is Arturo Debito in Sapporo, signing off for another week. We'll talk to you again. Take care, everybody, and fight back.